Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you all joining us here today for another phenomenal segment. I'm telling you what, we are going to be talking to three dynamic sisters, three dynamic divas, three sister girlfriends, three diva spotlights, all wrapped up in this one dynamic show. We're kicking off the top of the hour out with an artist spotlight with Miss Tanisha Holland. She is hanging out in the virtual green room with me right now. Then we'll go into our second segment with Latarsha Crenshaw. She is an author. She is the founder of Praise of Deliverance Ministries, and her book is Enough is Enough, so you definitely want to check her out in the second segment. And then we're going to go into the third segment with a new author spotlight right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, Katrina T. Jones. She has a new book out, hot off the press. Let me tell you, this is like her kickoff, her launch week, hot off the press, and it's called Class Dismissed. That's right, so you definitely want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. As we always do, we want to give a big shout out to all those that are listening from all across the World Wide Web. Of course, all of those that are listening from Richmond, Virginia, we love you. Recent listeners from Virginia Beach, Virginia, how you doing? Pensacola, Florida, hello. Zebulon, Georgia, how you doing? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, glad to have you. Fullerton, California, hello. Cleveland, Ohio, what's going on? Las Vegas, Nevada, how you doing? I'll be there in 2 weeks. San Antonio, Texas, oh, the list goes on. Nashville, Tennessee, and Kuwait, hello to our friend, our Arabian friends. We're glad to have you here listening on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If you're following me on Twitter, I'm glad you are. If you're not following me, hey, what are you doing? Follow your girl on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Really, really easy. That'll keep you up to date on the show. All right, so we're going to move right into the first segment. Again, a dynamic young lady that's hanging out with me in the virtual green room, in the virtual studio, and I'm bringing her to the mic now. Tanisha Holland, she's from Ohio. She's an artist. Oh, my goodness, her music is awesome. She's here to talk to us about her music ministry, her life, and all that good stuff. And we just want to introduce her in our new artist, up-and-coming, aspiring artist spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together right now for Tanisha Holland. Hello,
Tanisha. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Blessed.
Awesome.
Glad to be a part of your show, new artist.
Oh.
Ah, that sounds just so good.
I love it. Well, I like to take the opportunity to get to know you and share you, showcase you to our listeners. So let's talk a little bit about how music ministry actually started for you.
Oh, my goodness. It started when I was very, very small. I started at the age of 3 on up. I was singing in front of my family, and every time I would get done singing, I would make everybody clap. So I would say, come on, everybody, clap for me. Get up and clap for me. And then, of course, definitely church. I did talent shows. I did slot parties, and I would win year after year, and this was at the age 7. So, and then God just expanded the ministry, and he expanded my voice, the gift that he's given me, just to keep going. And so church is definitely, that is my birthing room.
Awesome. And so how would you describe your sound for people that haven't heard you before? What would you say your sound sounds like?
I would definitely say that it's been influenced by the elegance of Yolanda Adams, the range of Kimberell, to the charisma of Karen Clark, and these are the ones that I grew up, you know, trying to mimic with their CDs and the CD player. So I just kind of grew from there.
All right. And so when you talk about music, like when you sing, what do you want people to walk away with? What do you want people to feel?
You know what? The biggest thing that, you know, the reason why I sing is basically to win souls for the kingdom. That is my biggest hope for outcome for when I do sing. I want someone to be healed, delivered, set free.
Yeah.
I never want them to come out the same, and it's not just for my glory, but definitely for the glory of God. I want nothing to be of my own. I mean, if you don't remember me, that's fine, but as long as you got your deliverance or whatever it is that you were looking for from God, that's what's most important to me.
All right. Now, I heard little birdie told me that you had an opportunity to be on the Bobby Jones Gospel show earlier this year. What was that experience like?
Yes. I was I was singing in a group with my good friend, Isaac Simpson. He's like my big brother.
Yes, we've had him on the show, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is my big brother. I love him to death. If he's listening, if you're listening, Isaac, I love you. Thank you for everything. He has definitely been a very good mentor for me. But on the Bobby Jones show, oh, my goodness, it was amazing. It's amazing just to be able to have, you know, the ministry. And what better way to do it is to be on the Bobby Jones show where you're viewed by a variety of people. He is a wonderful person. And all I could hear him say was, doesn't they look good? And it's like, I love you, Bobby. Oh, I love you too, baby. He is a wonderful person. I love him. And I think his ministry is, I mean, what better way to be able to give out and give to others like ourselves as new artists to be able to, you know, show the world, you know, God that's in us. So that was just a wonderful experience.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so with, and as you mentioned, you singing with and on the stage and traveling with Isaac Simpson and DP, how did that help your solo ministry?
Oh, my goodness. It has helped so much. It helped me to be humble singing in a group. It helped me to, you know, find myself as a singer. Isaac Simpson, oh, my goodness, he gave me the desire to, you know, want to perfect my gift. It also gave me the experience of traveling, you know, going without my family, knowing how that will be once I do begin. And also it also taught me how to be closer to God even while I'm traveling, you know, my reading and keeping up with him. I mean, just the gospel world, period, seeing the other singers and how they do it and just seeing, you know, the level of talent that Isaac Simpson had, it just gave me the motivation to want to push forward and knowing that I'm able to do that as well, you know. So Isaac Simpson and DP, they have really, you know, kind of cultivated a lot of the experience that I've had going on forward in my own solo career. So shout out to you guys. Love you all.
Awesome. And I'm glad you brought up, you know, just how to deal with life and family and ministry and all that, because you are also by day a registered nurse. So certainly,
yes,
you know, before and married and all that. So big
shout out
to all
my husband,
nurses.
David. Yes. My GBT family, Greater Bethlehem Temple, Reggie Pace. Yes. Thank God for all of you.
Yes, big shout out to Reggie. We love him, Reggie, on the show.
Yes.
And so certainly, again, shout out to all the registered nurses. My mother is a registered nurse, so
yes.
Big shout out. You all help us with our healing.
That is a God-given gift also.
Yes,
it
has to be. It has to be because of some nasty nurses.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lord.
You better pray you get a praying nurse and not a nasty
yes.
nurse.
Oh, definitely.
That's another show, right?
Right.
That's a whole other show. So let's talk about some of you have a single out. You also have some other collaborations that you have out. And let's talk a little bit about that.
I collab with Reggie Pace. It's so many different people that say, hey, let's do this. And, you know, you never get around to it. But
yeah.
Reggie, he just called me like, listen, I want to do this. He gave me the music and literally just to, you know, I know you will and I dance. I literally broke the hook to that probably in about 5 minutes. And we went into the studio and did everything probably about an hour. It was just crazy that I know you will. I wrote that and that just inspired me from Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because if you listen to the lyrics, I was saying, you know, yes, I know you will, but with blindfolds on, you're hard to feel. You know, I feel so close, you know, but I know that he will, even though I can't see my way. You know, you just got to trust and believe that whatever it is that you're asking God for, that he will do that for you, you know, even when it looks like you can't see. And sometimes that's the best time because then all you can do is give glory to God because, you know, he's the only one that brought you through it. So
all right.
That was I Know You Will, and then I Dance. I wrote those, and what inspired me to do that was 2 Samuel 6:14. When David had finally brought the ark back to the city of David, he started dancing, and he was dancing out of his clothes. And so that just made me think of, when I think of everything that he's done for me, I can't do nothing but dance, you know. And so that was what inspired that.
Awesome, and we're going to let the listeners hear I Know You Will, so you all will get to hear the vibe. And what I like, it's like you have diversity, definitely diversity in your sound. So actually, listeners, while you are listening to us, you can go to www.tanishaholland.com, and it'll take you to a Reverb Nation page, and you can hear, you know, in your own time all the, you know, the samples that she has available. And, again, we will play I Know You Will. I love the vibe to it. I love that, you know, it's upbeat and all of that. But then you also have, you know, the praise and worship, you know, sample that's on your page, too. So would you put yourself in any particular genre or any particular box?
You know what? Honestly, I just really can't. Because I, whatever I feel, that's just what I sing. So I can go neo soul, praise and worship. I can take you there to the church. Let's praise and worship. So I can't really give myself a genre. Whatever you put me in, that's fine with me.
Wow, that's diverse. And I heard Les Brown say, if you are not expandable, you are expendable. So it sounds like you are a type of person, you can go with any, go with the flow and go with anything. And so how can listeners find out more about you and connect with you?
Definitely. Like you said, you can go to www.tanishaholland.com. You can also look me up on Twitter at Tanini Holland. Also Facebook, Tanisha Holland. Like you said before, Reverb Nation. You can look me up definitely from those type of marketing aspects. I'll be glad to hear from you.
Wow. And do you have any events that are coming up that you want to shout out?
Actually, you know, we just did an event with Kristen Gray. Shout out to him as well. I don't have anything really set up now, but I can actually be at your new event. So if you can check out one of these, then we can definitely make that happen.
I love it. And so where do you see yourself going? Where do you see your music ministry taking off and going to?
Higher heights and deeper depths.
All right.
I want my ministry to go wherever God, whatever his will is for my life, that's exactly what I want. Anything, anytime, any place, wherever there's ministry to call, if I'm available, I'm there. So I just want him to do whatever it is and whatever it takes to win souls for him, because that's what all it's about.
That's what it's about. And do you find that your music ministry has changed over the years or gone in any different direction? Or do you feel like, you know, you're just getting stronger and stronger in what, you know, what you are doing in your music ministry?
You know what? For so long I have been, I was singing for others, singing in other people's groups. And now it seemed like now it's finally my time to actually come out solo, you know, and it seemed like it's just growing and growing. I'm just getting opportunity after opportunity with different things. Different opportunities. It's amazing to me. I was just telling Reggie Pace today, we were in the studio working on some other things coming up soon, and I'll let you guys know, you follow me up, that everything is just falling into place. And you know it's a divine connection when God sets up and directs your path, and you don't have to really work as hard as you think that you would have had to. But when it's your time, it's just definitely your time. So God is putting in some things into place, and I'm excited. I can't wait till, you know, you guys hear everything that is being stirred up into the melting pot. So I'm just excited.
All right.
Definitely getting stronger.
And we can say we were one of the first to have you on air.
Yay! Yes, that's me too!
Yes! We were one of the first. We were one of the first. And so are you planning a project release in the near coming future, or how are you doing?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be releasing another single sometime in the end of June, beginning of July, but I actually want to actually have a project completed by the beginning of next year. So look out. It may be sooner. Who knows? But you know what? If you follow me with all those marketing aspects and tools that we have, then you never know. It may be sooner than that.
Great. And can you spell your first name? Because some people spell Tanisha a different way. And I want to make sure the listeners know exactly how to find you.
T-A-N-E-S-H-A. Just like how it sounds. Tanisha Holland. Holland, just like the country. H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
All right, there you go. My last question. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what influences and motivates you.
What influences and motivates me is definitely my family, and the biggest influence is God, and knowing what I'm here for. The purpose and the path that He's set for my life is already predestined, so now I'm just going to walk in it, and I'm going to pray that I get every jewel and every diamond that belongs in my crown. So every soul out there, whoever it is for me to reach, I hope I complete that. And that way when my assignment is finished, He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we have to let the listeners hear one of your collaborations you've done. And so we're going to do I Know You Will. And you've explained it earlier in the segment. And so listeners, again, check out TanishaHolland.com. And here you go with I Know You Will. Thanks again, Tanisha, for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Love you.
All right. Love you, too.
Everybody want blaming on Obese. Yeah, put their problems on Obama. Even though he didn't cause them, they still want him to solve them. I mean, banks borrowing money. I thought y'all were cylinders. Theme music should be hey, big spender. Hey, big swindler. But I'm not mad at you. But I can't be glad at you till you show us some compassion for real.
Yes, I know you will. But with time goes on, you hard to feel. But I'm so close. So close. Yet pressing towards the mark of this high calling, but I feel so far, so far.
Wanna quit? I really don't. Lose my faith?
I really won't.
I gotta stay focused. I'm a grown man here. If you haven't noticed, I could jump in my car and get gone. But I'm not gonna run from the problems no more.
No,
I'm just gonna call on his name and hit the floor. And no matter how hard it seems, I promise I'ma chase my dream.
Yes, I know you will, but with blindfolds on, you're hard to feel. But I'm so glow. Yet pressing towards the mark of this high calling, but I feel so far.
All right, I know you will. There you go, listeners. Tanisha Holland. Check her out, TanishaHolland.com. Keep your eye on her up-and-coming artists and stay up to date on everything that she's doing. Connect with her on Facebook and Twitter and all those good places. Of course, I know you're following me. If you're not following me on Twitter, what are you doing? Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Very easy. Get up-to-date information about the show. You know what? I want you actually to hear the other collaboration that Tanisha did featuring Mr. Reggie Pace as well, Reggie James Pace. And so I want you to hear that as well. And we're going to play that right now. It's called I Dance. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We've got a lot more segments coming up. Check us out.
My name Reggie, but I'm David Dancing. When I think about the many chances that you've been given to me, looking like I'm proposing, down on my knee, looking like I'm T-bowing, down on my knee, showing you that I'm grateful for everything. Second chance, I didn't deserve any. Long nights, yeah man, I had plenty. Wrong turns, way too many. But hindsight is 40, right? 20 and 20. Know me, yeah brother, I know me. Mistake free, no sir, that's not me. Temptations had my name on them, like Motown. Taylor made just for me, trying to take me out. Got me out here quoting Donnie McClurkin now. Cause I got up dancing after I fell down.
This is the way.
Remember the first time I lied. Mama forgave me, but it still hurt inside. Just a young guy, knee high to a hippo. I for real, yo, felt saltier than the grippo. On the front row of the church, crying my eyes out. I ain't even know what pastor was talking about. All I know is conviction was in the place. And like the Tyson tat, it was written on my face. It was like, I got your back, don't worry about it, Pace. This isn't the first time you experienced my grace. In fact, every time you say grace, just think about me. My love, where would the world be without me? I'm above Al Pacino, cause I'm the original Godfather. Even he know, I love him though. Married to Christ, no hall pass. Why am I dancing? Do you need to ask?
This is the way I dance. When I think about my many chances, I'm giving to everything. Come on and do your dance. This is the way I dance. When I think about my many chances, I'm giving to everything. Come on and do your dance.
When I think of all that he's done for me, that on the cross has set me free, how can I do nothing? I must do something. When I think of what he's done for me, that on the cross has set me free, yeah, how can I do nothing? I must say something.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hey,
all I can say is
hey, yeah.
Listeners, that's I Dance again. Our first segment, Spotlight, Tanisha Holland featuring Reggie James Pace. We love that vibe. Again, check her out, TanishaHolland.com. All right, we're moving into our second segment. Our second guest is hanging out in the virtual green room right now, LaTarsha Crenshaw. She is an author. Her book is called Enough is Enough. I've been through it all. It's an autobiography, so you know she has a whole lot to say. And she's also the founder of Praise of Deliverance Ministries, Incorporated. And we're going to the virtual studio now. We're bringing her to the mic right now. LaTarsha Crenshaw, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Hello.
Oh, you're welcome. We're glad to have you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
I am awesome. I'm awesome. So let us jump right on in. Certainly with an autobiography called Enough is Enough, I've been through it all. You are someone that has a lot that you can share with our listeners, and then also certainly want to talk about your ministry as well. But let's talk about your book first. What prompted you to write an autobiography?
Well, I always said that I could write a book about my life because for those that know that I was raised and abused as a young adult, and I didn't know that I was going to actually write a book. I just said I could write a book, and I had a program at my church, and a pastor came in and preached, "Deliver it or it will deliver you." And
wow.
As he was preaching this sermon, he was going through the different things that you have up in you, like your ministries and your books and CDs and all that stuff. And as he began to talk about the book, I was like, well, I've talked about it, but that's really not me. And the Lord began dealing with me on writing this book. So that's how I became of writing Enough is Enough.
Wow. And so was it therapeutic to write the book?
No, at first I just sat there and I was like, okay, I hear you, Lord. And I said, Lord, I hear you. He began to deal with me and he began giving me the topics of the books and all that stuff, the chapters and all that. And as I began to write, it was actually a healing process in writing this book. I actually got deliverance out of this book. You know, we always say we're delivered by people laying hands and all that stuff, but God deals with everybody in a different way. And him dealing with me as really being delivered from the spirit that I was carrying was actually writing this book. So that's how I got my real deliverance in this, because I didn't know it was so much stuff still lingering inside of me. You know, some stuff hits right at the roots, and the Lord had to deal with that root. So he began to give me this book, and I began to write about my hurt and my pain. And as I began writing and getting through this processing, I began to really get my full deliverance from this.
And don't you find sometimes as people, we will feel like we're over something, you know, we've gotten over it, it doesn't affect us, and then there'll be a little inkling of something that'll throw us off, and we'll say, wow, I didn't know that all of that was still there, uncovered. Was it like that?
Exactly. The people that actually did the harm unto me, I really thought I was delivered from them, you know, that I didn't have any hurt there anymore until I actually saw them again. And then that's when I knew for sure that I was not completely delivered from what they had done to me.
And so what would you say for, you know, that this book, this autobiography, Enough is Enough, what will people get out of it? Or some of the main nuggets? Yeah.
My main thing is I want to let my young women know that they're not alone in whatever it may have been, whether it was raped or been abused by a loved one, that they're not alone. You know, I've been through the rape, I've been through the abuse, but it's never too late for God to give yourself to God and let him heal your wound. And what I want them to get out of this is that they can be healed. You know,
yeah.
They don't have to deal with the stuff that they went through in their past. They don't have to, because this book does carries, like, you know, it's really kind of hard to explain, but to me, it helps me, because me being raped as a child, I thought I would always have to lay on my back to get what I needed in life, and that's not true. So that's what I want to send message to my young people, that you don't have to lay on your back because of something that happened to you back in the days, or you don't have to put up this wall with men because you've been hurt. People say, well, this is why I turned to being a lesbian, because I was raped. That is not true. That is not who God made us. So, you know, it's never too late for God. But whatever you're going through, whatever spirit that brought with you, being raped, being beaten, you know, take it to God, because he can heal your wounds.
All right. That's right. Where he bandages up the wounds of the brokenhearted, and he cares about those that have been broke, that feel broken, that have a broken heart or broken spirit. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am talking to Elder Latarsha Crenshaw. She's the author of Enough is Enough. She's also the founder of Praise of Deliverance Ministries, Incorporated. So we're glad that you're tuning in from all across the world wide web. We appreciate those listening on the phone lines and hanging out with us on Twitter and Facebook. Hello, we appreciate you. All right, so when you wrote the book, and have you had anyone come back and say, give you any comments or feedback on what they've read?
Yes, it's amazing because some people that I would never think in a life, just seeing them from day-to-day basis, that you would actually sit back and say, wow, you went through that? You know, I actually had my kid's teacher read this book, and they have actually came to me and told me some stuff. And these are some teachers that's like, if you see them, you'll be like, no. But for them to come back and say, you're not alone, my sister, I've been through this, I thank God for Christ, who he is in my life. That's really a good feeling to me because I know I reached someone. Someone's out there saying, well, dog, I'm really not alone. She went through this too. So that makes me feel good inside, you know. And there are others that will come and say, well, you're an elder. You shouldn't put this in the book and this. But if anybody knows me, I'm raw and I'm real. So I don't sugarcoat nothing. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing because when it was my time to get to the Lord and get the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost, they didn't sugarcoat it to me. They gave it to me just as raw. So that's why I can give it to somebody else just as raw because we're not going to get anywhere if I'm just instead of patting you on your back and giving you a pity party.
Right. Oh, wow. And you know what? It's interesting how people always have comments of, well, you shouldn't have did that, and maybe you shouldn't have said it that way, and maybe you shouldn't have put the whole part in the book. But they didn't go through it.
Exactly.
So when you write your book, you can put whatever you want to put in your book when you write it.
Exactly.
Okay. Let my haters be my motivators.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so would you say the book is geared towards women or women and men will get something out of it?
I would actually say it's geared to my women.
Yes.
My husband read it, and he was like, wow, he got some pointers out of it. And we also talked to our boys about different things, about you shouldn't put your hands on a woman and different stuff like that. So, you know, I have 7 kids. And with this book, I have actually had the chance to sit down and talk to my girls and my boys and, you know, just point out a few things because I don't want them to have to go through the same thing that I went through. I don't want my boys to feel like it's okay to put their hand on another female because that's not cool. So, you know, it's basically for my women, but my boys, my husband have actually got something out of the book. So that's a great feeling also.
And, you know, it might be good for, you know, a husband, a boyfriend, you know, uncle or somebody who's lady that's in their life has gone through this and they have an inkling that they have, and so maybe it will help them give insight to, you know, why they're responding the way they are responding and all that good stuff. Oh, all right. So how can listeners purchase the book?
You can go on Amazon or Creative Space, or you can also go on my website, praiseofdeliverance.yolasite.com, and purchase it.
Great. And you're on Facebook as well?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter.
Oh, give out your Twitter handle.
It's LM Crenshaw at Twitter.com.
All right, there we go. We have a bunch of Twitter followers that check us out. So there you go, Twitter followers. You can find her on Twitter. All right, and so let's talk about Praise of Deliverance Ministry. So that's a ministry that you have founded. What type of ministry is this?
It's a women's ministry. It basically ties into the abuse and all that stuff, because I want to be able to help young women that's been through a lot. You know, when I was going through what I was going through, I really didn't have anybody in my corner. It was like I had to be out on myself, do everything, and learn from the streets myself. So
yeah.
Prayers of Deliverance is also to help young women that's struggling, that's been through the same thing I've been through. But on the flip side, also know the Lord, get the Holy Ghost, receive God, and get your life right.
All right. Get your life right. And you know what? The domestic violence is it's more widespread than we may realize. It's more widespread than we know. It's the statistics say 1 in 4 ladies will have experienced it or will experience it. So that's a pretty high percentage. And that can be physical, you know, mental, a lot of different types of abuses. So I think that's great that you have, you know, your ministry is targeting to just help people get over it and move on and go on with your life. So where do you see, as far as with your book, do you foresee writing more, or was this more of, I just need to really capture my story, my testimony, or can we expect more books from you?
Well, I'm in the process of writing 2 more books at one time. It's
oh, wow.
The second book is actually a little bit to my worldly folks, and it's called Body Secrets. And that's really for my worldly folks that, you know, because I feel like I could reach out to different people, not just always to the church people, because it's work to do out in the world, too, not just behind the four doors, the four walls.
Absolutely.
So, I'm actually in the middle of that, and I'm also in the middle of writing the second part to my first book.
Ah, okay, the sequel. All right, I love it, I love it. Again, listeners, you can go to Amazon.com. Enough is Enough. I've been through it all. It's the autobiography, Elder Latarsha Crenshaw. You can check it out there. You can download it, I'm sure, on your tablets and your iPads and all that good stuff, or get the actual hard copy of the book. And you're out of Florida. So we are glad to have listeners listening to us from Florida, as we do all across the world, World Wide Web. And do you have any events or anything that's coming up that you want to shout out?
Well, not at this moment, because I'm actually, like I said, in the middle of writing my second book and trying to get that done. But
yeah.
I'm trying to get a right date that I really want to do the first conference on Enough is Enough. And I'm actually working on that as we speak now. I'm just getting my speakers and all that good stuff together and a location together. But the first one will be located in Tuscola.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
My family, and just knowing that when my kids look at me, they see, Mom, wow, my mom is doing a lot. My mom is here. She's not just any kind of mom, you know. It's a joy to have my girls. They actually look up to me, and my youngest girl actually on a book herself, and she's 9, and she's gotten on the computer, has made her topic to her book, and she just began to write about her. And so some people that would say, well, what does she know about her life? She's only 9. But when she looks at me and she says, well, my mom is doing something with her life, she's a book writer, I want to be just like my mom, that really inspires me and motivates me to make sure that I keep walking a straight line in front of my kids.
Awesome. And let me tell you, these 9-year-olds, my goddaughter is 10, and they have been here before. So they are experiencing things that we, you know, experience much later in life. So I guarantee she has a story to tell. But what a great testament that she wants to follow on your path and you know, just model your behavior. So kudos. You know what, listeners? I think you need to give a round of applause just for that. That is awesome. That is awesome. Our role models should be right among us. So kudos to you. You're welcome. One more time, give our listeners a way so they can contact you, so your website and how they can find you on Facebook and Twitter.
Go to www.praiseofdeliverance.yolasite.com. You can go to LMC, twitter.com,
or go to Latarsha Crenshaw on Facebook.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad we had an opportunity to chat with you, and we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We're going to be back with our third segment, a brand new author spotlight, as well. Class Dismissed is the name of the book. Class Dismissed is brand new, released this week. Katrina T. Jones will be joining us momentarily right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on industrybuzzwith3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, so excited for all those that are listening in from all across the world. We appreciate you, those listening from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from blogtalkradio.com, from Zoom, from iTunes, from iPad, from tablets. We are glad to have you. I'm telling you what, we started at the top of the hour out talking to new artists, aspiring up-and-coming artists, Tanisha Holland. We are excited that we were able to feature her. And then we rolled into the second segment talking to Latarsha Crenshaw. I'm telling you what, an awesome women's ministry and a book as well. Enough is Enough, so you definitely want to check her out on Amazon. And now we're going into our third spotlight. I'm telling you what, this young lady is from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. She's hanging out in the green room, the virtual green room right now. I'm about to bring her to the mic. She is from Richmond, so RVA, stand up. Yes, yes, yes. Katrina T. Jones is joining us to talk about a brand new book, Class Dismissed, and I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Katrina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Charvette, for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited to be able to feature you, this hot-off-the-press book. I mean, it was literally just released, right?
Yes, it was released on Friday, June 1st.
Oh,
so
right.
We're excited.
So, Yes, big shout out to see your baby birthed, right?
Yes. Exactly.
A labor of love. So I want to just chat with you so that our listeners can learn about you and learn more about you. And again, I'm excited that you are here joining us here right from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We broadcast out of Richmond, but we interview people from all over. But it's exciting to talk to somebody that's right in the same city. All right, so when did you start writing?
Oh, I've been writing since I can remember, back in my elementary, you know, roses are red, violets are blue days. I've written poetry pretty much all my life. But I just branched out into writing novels back, I think, around 2001 when I wrote my first novel.
Wow. And so what inspires your writing?
They usually come to me in dreams. I usually have a dream, and if I wake up from that dream and I'm like, what happened next? What's going to happen next? You know, I usually go from there and I pick up the pen and paper and I start writing and I start creating, you know, the plot and the characters, and I start researching, and then that's how it's born.
Wow, from a dream.
From a dream.
You know what? There's some other people probably listening like, you know what? I've had some good dreams. I need to grab that vision and wake up and write down at least the main points. That is awesome.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Awesome. So tell us about the new book, Class Dismissed. What's the high-level synopsis of this book?
Class Dismissed is about a forbidden romance between a student and her professor. And she is, you know, they're fighting it from the very beginning. They try to resist the temptation, but they quickly realize that it's a losing battle. So they dive in head first into a full-blown love affair, and things quickly shape and form, and then they quickly, just as quickly, spiral out of control. And drama and past, you know, actions and mistakes start playing into the picture, and, you know, they have to figure out where to go.
Oh, that makes for a good summer read. And so let's talk about some of the main characters. So Zoe Matheson and Derek Lambert. Let's talk about Zoe first. How would you describe her?
Yeah, Zoe, she's a free-spirited, creative being, and she's kind of feeling a little unsure of herself right now. She's in a place where her work is not really coming to fruition for her. So she's experiencing a severe writer's block, and she's feeling like she's not getting the full support from her parents, but she knows why. She has a lot of past issues and past mistakes that she's made, in which her parents' skepticism and concern comes from. But then she meets Derek, and when she meets Derek, he inspires her, and he motivates her in a way she's never been before. And he encourages her to go after what she wants. And inevitably, what she wants is him, and she goes after him.
Wow. And so she's in school, but she's an aspiring author, right?
Yes.
Great. And so her parents don't really support that, so then you have, you know, here this nice looking gentleman come along and initially supporting your dreams. Yep, who wouldn't fall for that, right?
Exactly.
So what's his story? What's his backdrop story, Mr. Derek?
Derek's story, he's been a hard worker all his life. He's, you know, based his whole life on defying the odds. You know, he came from a single mother. And it was three boys, and their father abandoned them when he was very young. And he watched his mother struggle and work multiple jobs, and his older brother had to take on the man shoes. He had to fill the man shoes. And then one brother fell to the streets and is in prison doing time. So his whole basis is just defying odds. And then he meets Zoe. And his life is just totally turned upside down because he fights, again, the relationship between him and Zoe. He knows there's an undeniable attraction between the two of them, and he doesn't want to give in to it. But he eventually does, and then he, you know, falls madly in love with her and wants to spend the rest of his life with her, but finds out some things about her past, which also brings up some things that he's totally unaware of in his past, and he has to deal with his issues. So, yeah, they...
Wow, and listeners, you have to get the book to find out the rest. We're not giving you any more than that. Class dismissed. I know people are listening like, okay, how do I order this book? So how can they order their book?
You can get the book one of three ways. If you have a Kindle or a device with a Kindle app, you can go to Amazon.com and download the book there. If you have a Nook or a device with a Nook app, you can go to BarnesandNoble.com and download the book there. If you have no device and you need a physical paperback, you can go to createspace.com/3843798, and you can order the paperback from there.
Great. And again, listeners, Class Dismissed is the title of the book. So if you just put it in Google, if you didn't catch any of that, if you put it in Google, it's going to come up. If you're on my Facebook, or even if we're not friends, I posted the direct link for where you can purchase the book online on my Facebook wall. So check it out there. All right. And so, wow, so this sounds like a really, really, really good novel. Again, I think great read. We're coming up on the vacation time. People, you might have long air flights and all that good stuff, so you can get a good read with you. I love that the book is set in Richmond. And so did you use real places, real locations?
I did. I did make up a fictitious school because I didn't want to associate any
right.
People calling me. So,
right.
But the scenery around, you know, Richmond, I did use some spots. I shouted out the Croker spot as one. And then South Stony Point Fashion Park was one. So there are a few locations that if you're familiar with the Richmond, Chesterfield area, you will know and be able to pinpoint some of those locations.
Awesome, and that'll help you definitely visualize the book and while you're reading.
Yeah.
And I do want to make a point that it's set on a college campus. So this is not set in a high school or middle school, so certainly we are not promoting teacher. Yeah, that we're not. This is grown folks
and
college
campus.
She's
a grown woman. She is of age, so she's a consenting adult.
There you go. We just want to make that clear.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. And so how can listeners just connect with you online?
Right now they can connect with me on Facebook. I have a page on Facebook, so you can send me a friend request, and we're actually in the works on getting me a website set up. So hopefully that'll be, you know, soon in the near future that'll be available.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. So what has it been like? I mean, the release of the book on Friday, what does it just feel like to get, like, see it in your hand or see it on your Nook or your Kindle? Or what does that feel like?
It's surreal. I can't even imagine. I can't describe, you know, I've imagined holding my book in my hand thousands of times, but when it actually happened, it was like, wow. So it's still surreal. I don't know if it's even sunk in all the way yet, but, you know, we're going with it.
Well, we are going. Well, and big shout out to your husband, who certainly is a supporter and helping you push this vision out. So shout out to him.
Yes, my number one fan. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be talking to you, and there would be no book.
Right. Do you have any other shout outs you want to give?
Yes,
I believe this is
do.
your first radio appearance. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. So I want to shout out for you and thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
And giving me your worldwide audience. You know. And I want to shout out the cover model for my book, Quiana Williams, who did not hesitate for me to use a photo of her when asked. And I want to shout out the person who designed my cover and created it, Deanne Starks, owner and operator of Wayo Business Solutions. You know, go out there, wayobusinesssolutions.com, and look her up. And then my family and friends who supported me through this long journey. Without them, you know, I don't know where I would be. And first and foremost, God, because without him.
Awesome, awesome. And I love the book cover. You can picture Zoe right away. So I love that. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what motivates you and what continues to motivate you.
My family. My family motivates me. My children, of course, they keep me grounded and keep me going. And
yes.
You know, just that, my family and my close circle of friends, because if you're my friend, then you are a part of my family. So.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And so what will be next on the horizon for you? Do you see a sequel? Do you see branching off and doing other novels?
Well, I actually have other novels that are already completed.
Oh, wow.
I do have, you know, I have five novels altogether. The Class Dismissed is just the first one that I published. But I do have other novels, two others that are completed and two that are works in progress. So hopefully you guys will hear from me for a long time to come.
Wow, you are a writing machine.
It's been since 2001.
Yeah. It's your time. It's your time. And certainly with Class Dismissed, listeners, we want you to pick up your copy, download it on your Nook app, your Kindle app, whatever device you have. You can even get it on your iPhone and all that good stuff. However you get it, we just want you to get it. We want you to pick that up. Class Dismissed, again, by Katrina T. Jones. Check that out right from the capital city of Richmond. So Richmond, Virginia, we certainly want to support on Twitter. That's hashtag RVA. So big shout out there. Promote and support Class Dismissed, and so that we can see more coming up. Do you have any book signings or any type of events like that you want to shout out?
Yes, we are getting ready to do. We're in the progress of planning one, so we haven't established a date as of yet,
okay.
But it's coming soon, and you will find more information as we get it, either on my Facebook page or hopefully if we have our website up by then on the website. So look for
wonderful
the book signing.
Wonderful. And again, on Facebook, Katrina T. Jones or Trina Jones, you'll find her. And if you're on my Facebook, I've tagged her in the post. And you don't even have to be my friend. It's a public file, public post, so you can easily connect with her that way and go from there. Class Dismissed. Well, I'm definitely going to download that on my Android tablet and check it out. And we're just excited that we had an opportunity to feature you today. And just big applause and shout out for accomplishing the first published book, even though we know you have more in your arsenal. But just congratulations and much more success and more interviews and press and media and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. You too. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, we had three dynamic divas today. Yes, yes, yes. We started the top of the hour out again with Tanisha Holland. Oh, my goodness, check her out, TanishaHolland.com. She's an artist. She's been on, you've seen her on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show with Isaac Simpson and DP. She's branching out to do her solo career, her solo project. You heard two collaborations that we featured earlier on the show with her and Reggie James Pace. And so keep your eye on Tanisha Holland. If you go to TanishaHolland.com, you'll hear one of the praise and worship songs that's awesome. That's just all her, so definitely check her out. And then we went into the second segment with Elder Latarsha Crenshaw. Oh, yes, yes, yes. She's written a book, Enough is Enough. I've been through it all. It's an autobiography there to really help inspire and women, targeted to women. But you know what, man? I think it'll be beneficial for you, too, to know more about the women that are in your life and maybe what has impacted them in their past. So check her out online, praiseofdeliverance.yalusite.com. And then also she is on Facebook as well. And then she's also on Twitter. So you can check her out, Twitter at LM Crenshaw. I also tagged her in Twitter as well. So definitely you can check it out there. And then we wrapped up with the third segment. New author spotlight right out of the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Yes, Katrina T. Jones, Class Dismissed. Check it out, Google her, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, find it wherever you can and just check it out there. I really think it'll be a great summer read. Again, something great to have, going on vacation, getting on the plane. I'll be getting on the plane, going to Vegas in a couple weeks. And so I believe I have like at least 5 hours of travel time on the plane. So that'll be something good for me to do then. All right, we definitely want to give a shout out. This coming Friday, there is an event in Richmond that I highly recommend. It's called Rhema Presents Enlightens. The event is called Enlightens, and the logo is Excite, Invoke, Inspire. They have poetry. They have music. It is sponsored by Faith and Family Church. And I'm telling you what, it's Christian poetry, Christian music. They'll have a lot of Christian entertainment, ages 16 and up. The attire is cosmopolitan. And they'll have beverages and light hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be held at Art Space Gallery. That's at 31 East 3rd Street. Art Space Gallery, 31 East 3rd Street. Again, this Friday, it's going to be this Friday. Tickets are only $10. And I went to the last one, and I'm telling you, it is something that you want to be a part of. I recommend it. This is recommended by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, Enlightens. I posted a tag about it on my Facebook. You can find the event in Facebook, but it's Enlightens. Raymer presents Enlightens. $10 tickets this Friday, Art Space Gallery. Cosmopolitan dress, beverages, light hors d'oeuvres, 7:30 p.m. You want to check it out. And I really, really, really recommend that. Recommend it, recommend it. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, that's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. As always, we appreciate you. We thank you so much for listening and for checking us out every single week and connecting with us and letting us know that you're listening. Listen, if you miss any past shows, go to charvette.com and you can check it out there. I'll talk to you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.